This is the Tom Likas Show.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where you find us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. The Tom Likas Show, this bonus hour, brought to you in part by the Mangrave Grill Enhancement System. It is the perfect Father's Day gift. Get your Likas discount by using coupon code TOM101 at Mangrave.com. It's Mangrave. Well, thank you for tuning in to this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And, of course, we do this every Tuesday with attorney Adam Sachs. Adam here and his guys as family law attorney. Adam Sachs. Adam, thanks
for
coming in.
Hey, Tom, what's up? A lot to cover tonight, man.
Oh, do tell.
You know, I was thinking about some of the things that guys just don't realize and what they're getting into, getting married in particular. And I was in a hearing the other day, and this guy was just absolutely shocked. On top of all the other insults and all the other ridiculous things, he had to pay his wife's attorney's fees. Now, we talked about this before, and I know, Tom, that you got away in your divorces with your prenups and everything, but you still had to pay attorney's fees to the other side, right?
I did.
And that's sickening, isn't it?
It is. Now, I will say, to be fair, and I do want to be fair,
okay,
that the legal fees were suppressed as a result of having a prenup.
Well, yes,
there really
of course
wasn't much to debate.
Right. No, you're right about that.
So while I spent, and I'm going to tell you how much I spent $5,000 to get a good, solid prenup by somebody who had a good reputation. And in the end, I saved it at the other end in the divorce because it really shortened the whole process.
Right, but how much did you have to pay to her lawyer?
Her lawyer was probably $5,000 as well.
Not bad.
I agreed to that in advance.
Not bad.
Because, again, there wasn't much to debate. Once you've signed that prenuptial agreement, you can threaten to overturn it and what have you. But reality is, you know, I followed all the instructions to the letter. And that meant that I didn't slam dunk her with the prenup the day before the wedding or
right,
the week before. Didn't have the date picked out until the thing was agreed to, signed, sealed, and delivered. So there was really no way she could claim duress or anything like that.
Well, I was in a what's called a settlement meeting the other day, and I realized after a very short time that the wife's attorney, I was representing the husband, of course, but the wife's attorney was not really being serious about trying to settle. And, you know, it occurred to me very quickly why this was. It was because she has a financial interest in keeping it going. And, you know, one of the things that would tamp that down would be the wife's concern about attorney's fees getting out of control for herself. But, you see, she doesn't care because in her world, her perception is that the ex-husband is going to have to pay the attorney's fees. So where people are pricing attorneys, she went ahead and got one of the most expensive possible attorneys she could find. So the husband had no influence in that. And then her attorney has every reason to drag the case out. And like you see, Tom, most cases don't have prenups. Most people didn't plan like you did. And so you have people where they don't have a prenup, and the woman has every reason to drag it on to cause the maximum amount of pain. But on top of the blood, sweat, and tears, she also is going to cost her husband the maximum amount of money, not only for his lawyer, but for hers. And that's a heck of a psychology, I think, where you are paying the person that's been fucking you over. I don't know if you see that.
You know, believe me, I saw it. By the same token,
that hurts.
You know, here's what I had a very effective line. Now that I'm not married, I can tell you what my line was. Here is what I said, and it turned out to be very effective. Of course, I was rolling the dice. I said, "You go right ahead and pursue me because I will spend every penny I have to the point where by the time we get to court, I won't have anything left for you to take."
I don't know.
But understand that I would spend every penny I have just to keep you from getting any of it.
I know, Tom. That's one way of looking at it.
And you know me. You know me, that's how I look at.
Well, I saw this guy in particular, and he leaned across the table during one of the breaks and said to the wife, you know, soon-to-be ex-wife, he said, you know, by prolonging this, we're spending our children's inheritance. We're spending their college money. And that was actually true. You know, they weren't multi-zillionaires, and by pissing away what they were throwing away on this divorce on both sides, they were throwing away their children's future. And it didn't affect her at all, Tom. She didn't even, you could see that her facial expression didn't even react. She was so bent on getting revenge against him, that she didn't even notice. So anyway, I was talking to Gary about, maybe doing a special one of these days, Tom, but I want to do a little mini of it today as an experiment. One of the things that we've talked a lot about is, not dating single mothers. And this relates very much to, divorce and all these other circumstances. I actually had a guy call me in the past few days from the show, and he actually is on the good part right now, where he's just gotten married recently to this single mother, and they're deeply in love, and everything's going grand, and he wants to adopt her children. And I told him that's really not a very good idea, but he's still in that lovey-dovey thing, so he's very much wanting to do it. And I had someone call me now, and this is a pretty convoluted, complex story. And I think Dino's got him on the line, so I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Oh, my. Really? I love these kind of complex stories. We're calling your client Dan here.
Okay,
right?
Just one more second. Hold on.
All right.
Dan, you there?
Dan is here.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
He's waiting for you.
All right, hold on. So we're going to talk to Dan in a sec. Anyway, so Dan... got involved. He's a serviceman of some sort, and he's got all that. You know, I've talked about this before, the whole, you know, duty and honor and country and all that stuff. And he got involved with this single mother. I think she had four children, and he got attached to her children. He already had a child from another relationship, and he told his daughter that these other kids are your brothers and sisters now, and everyone's going to all be one big happy family. And he played father to her children. Tom, you're not going to believe this, but her children were all sired by deadbeat dads.
Isn't amazing. That
unbelievable, right? And she can't get 1 cent of child support from any of those assholes. Isn't that something?
Unbelievable. Wow.
She's the first woman that ever happened to. I don't know how that is. But anyway, so he was being the great father and doing everything he could. And while he was babysitting them, it turns out, so get this, he was babysitting her bastard children. She was out fooling around on him. Isn't that nice?
Wow.
She gets pregnant, and then she gives him the bad news. Guess what? I'm not so sure if it's yours. Oh, and by the way, here's all your shit, and move out. I don't want you living here with me anymore.
Jesus.
The crowning glory of it is that at one point or another, Dan was actually sick. He had some kind of a stroke or something, mini stroke, and he was in the hospital. And lovey-dovey Miss Lovey didn't even go visit him. Didn't even care. Couldn't even be bothered. So this is one of those, what we call, thankless things. Anyway, let's get him on. We got Dan?
Yeah, we got Dan right here. Dan, say hi to Adam.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good, man.
So, Dan, I was giving you a little intro. Can you tell us how this started? Like, what happened?
Yeah, well, like you said, you did a pretty good job there. I started. We dated. She has children, and I'm a kid guy anyway, so it was easy for me to get along with her kids. And she was, you know, typically wonderful, as all people are at the beginning of a relationship. And we moved in together. You know, her ex-husband wasn't ever. He showed up once a month. So the other 28 days, I was dad, and we went on. Like you said, I was at home with the kids all the time because she worked nights, so it was very easy for her to disappear. She worked in a hospital, so she could easily stay, you know, gone for 12 hours, 13, 14 hours is no big deal. I did it all the time. So she would go to work and then come home in the morning. Well, obviously, while she was going, she wasn't always going to work, which I've concluded it makes sense to me now because she was gone. She's working 6 days a week as a, you know, making good money in a hospital because I know what they make. And she's always broke. And I was wondering, how are you always broke when you work 6 days a week? You know, you're making like $90,000 a year. I know the math. Yeah, they're always broke. Well, that's why she was always broke. She wasn't going to work. She says to me 4 months into the pregnancy, she says, and before I get to that part, her youngest one was 6 months old when we started dating, so I raised him from 2.5 to 3, or from 6 months to 3 years old. And so became very attached to him. And so, like I said, 4 months into the pregnancy, she comes home one night, 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, hey, do you have a phone that I don't know about? And she
you gotta love that, Tom. That's the classic dual cell phone, the secret cell phone. I've heard about it. I thought only guys did that.
And the thing is her oldest son knew about it and told me about it about an hour before she got home.
Busted by the kid.
He told me. He walked up. Her son felt guilty about lying to me and told me. So that tells you where I stood in his eyes, you know? So I confronted her, and she just basically flipped out on me. Get the fuck out of my house. I don't want you here. This isn't your house. This is my house. Nothing in here is yours. Get out of here. I never want to see you again. Blah, 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 blah. At the time, I just lost my job, so I didn't have a job, and so I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? So luckily, family and friends were able to, you know, give me a hand just for the meantime, and here we are 7 months later, and 2 months or 2 days ago, she tells me, because I asked her, because she said it's not her responsibility to tell me, that it's a very high probability that the child is not mine.
Unbelievable. So that's the thanks you get for helping her all those years with her kids.
Right, exactly.
And you
were playing
blended family, right? Because your child also got involved with them and thought that they were her brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah, that's what devastates me the most. It's, you know, you want to mess with me? I'm an adult. I'll recover. You know, I'm a grown man. I'll do my thing. Don't mess with my kid, man. And that's what she did. I go see my daughter. She lives out of state, and I go see her in a couple weeks. I got to sit down and tell my daughter, I'm sorry, honey, but that chances are the kid's not, like, that baby's not your brother. And all she's wanted for like 14 years is to have a kid, a brother, you know, a kid sister. So I got to go break my daughter's heart because she doesn't care, you know, and she's just, you know, and no remorse. She even says she doesn't care about my feelings. She's just done and over and, you know, get out. Throws a baby shower 2 days ago and tells everybody, you know, oh, we just broke up. Like, no, we didn't just break up. So
tell us about your hospitalization. That was remarkable.
Yeah, actually, two days before or 2 days after she kicked me out of the house, I woke up with a pretty severe migraine in front of my head, right-sided facial numbness, right-sided arm numbness, and I'm a paramedic, so I deal with this stuff all the time. And I said, oh man, like I'm sitting here, like I'm having a stroke right now. Like I'm symptomatic of a stroke. So I call EMS. While they're on their way over, I contact her via text. It's been 2 days, so I figured she'd at least give somewhat of a shit, you know? I said, hey, I think I'm having a stroke. I'm going to go to the ER. And her response was, okay, let me know what happens.
Nice.
And that was it. And since then...
Can I ask a stupid question? I just want to ask one stupid
There are no stupid questions, Tom.
No such thing.
Are you telling me... You telling me that there was never a red flag, never a sign that you were this heartless ice cube of a human being?
That she was? No. I'm telling you, when
really?
I say no, not the slightest inkling of an assumption. Like, she was pregnant. So, you know, women have a tendency to get a little hormonal during pregnancy. And, you know, things that know, I was like, all right, you're pregnant. You can have your moments of craziness. I have no qualms with that. And before the pregnancy, there was not even, I mean... Our arguments were very civil. If we argued about something, we could sit down, we'd discuss it, we'd come to a conclusion as adults and say, okay, that's good. Are you good? I'm good. Okay, let's go have a drink. Let's go talk. Let's go see the kids. Let's go out for dinner. And everything was fine. And this blindsided me so bad when I tell people about it that know her and I, they don't even know how to respond. They just look at me like I'm crazy, you know, because it doesn't make sense.
You know, one of the things that they talked about, Tom, you know, sort of like these psychologists and TV shows, was this going to be this blended family, you know? And here's a woman that was so irresponsible pumping out kids, and Dan here gets involved with her when she had like a six-month-old. That was her youngest, you know?
That was a red flag right there.
Well, yeah, but talk about coming to her rescue, right? Here
right,
she is,
right.
You know, she doesn't have a father for her kids. The actual father's a complete fuck-up, you know. So here this guy comes in, and in terms of playing that game that Chris Rock talks about where you're dating the representative, she shows her real colors a few years down the line, but she is so cruel and so mean and cuts the guy off, and he actually has an attachment to her kids now, you know.
Absolutely.
You talk about a thankless job. And then in his daughter likes the kids. They sort of all got intertwined. And she basically just remorselessly tells him, get lost. He calls her a day later and says, I think I'm dying. I'm having a stroke. And she's like, yeah, whatever. Let me know.
Somehow,
let me know how it works.
Somehow, I won't gloat, but somehow this is, it kind of bears out what I always say.
It's everything
about getting
you
involved with women.
Jesus,
it's everything,
Tom.
I always say.
It's the totality of everything we always talk about. Jesus. What hurts is I think that Dan, what was your, you served our country, right?
Yeah, I was 12 years in.
Unbelievable, 12 years. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I have so many military guys call me, and somehow you guys have some kind of thing that trips you up. You're expecting something better from the woman in your life. You have duty and honor and all this kind of stuff, and that somehow they turn that against you. Do you think that's true?
No, I've concluded that. You know, I always make a joke that when I talk to younger guys who are joining the military, I say you're guaranteed three things when you get out of the military. You're guaranteed two of three things when you get out of the military. One is a DD-214, and if you don't know what that is, that's the piece of paper that says you honorably served your award,
right,
your time in. Everybody gets a DD-214. And then you get either divorce or bad credit. You're going to get one of those. So I always told my young guys, I said, look, man, like, you're listening to me now. You're going to get two of these three if you don't listen to me. If not, you're going to get the trifecta. But don't get married. You're 19 years old, man. Go do dumb stuff what you're supposed to do when you're 19. Don't go get married and have kids and get locked in. I was like, you're going to deploy. You're going to be gone. You're going to be stressing out. It not only puts stress on you because, well, you know, you never know what's going to happen to you, but it can also put stress on a relationship, you know? And so it's better off if you just don't tie yourself down to that stuff until you're a little bit older, until you've kind of set yourself in your ways and all this sort of thing. So it's a very common thing, unfortunately, that you see that level of divorce come out of the military. And people going young, I did it because she was my high school sweetheart. I went somewhere that I didn't know. I was experiencing change really for the first time in my life. I was comfortable with her. I thought, man, I could bring her with me. If there we go, ipso facto, we're married shortly after we have a kid. And, you know, now we both had our indiscretions. I won't take that away. I absolutely made my errors in my way, you know. But that's what you do when you're 19, 20 years old. You do stupid shit, you know.
What just amazes me.
Like getting married.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, it's like getting married, yeah.
What amazes me is how quickly they turn. And what's really also amazing is a woman with four kids like that just didn't think it meant anything that she was with you, and she basically was just apparently offered a better deal, and so she just took it. It's like the thing we talked about, the woman's with you, but she's got one eye on you and one eye on the door to see if someone better's coming in.
Absolutely. Well, and she, and you know, she works around, you know, like in the hospital setting, you know, it's, I know the world, and she works around a bunch of really successful doctors and nurses. You know, a bunch of single people with money who have time on their hands. They only work 3 days a week, or they're there at night when it's slow. You know, shenanigans occur, and she got sucked right into it. So,
right,
you know, it's unfortunate, and now all I can do is sit for the next 2 months wondering if I'm going to have a child that I'll love and take care of with the woman that cheated on me, or if it's not my kid, and I go and move on.
So you see, Tom, legally speaking, in terms of my representation of Dan, we're looking at two crazy things, which is, I don't even know what to wish for. She gives birth to this child in a few months. She's just, right now, she's only pregnant. She gives birth during the summer to this child, and we're going to end up having a subpoena and all this and get a DNA test. And I don't know if I should be happy if it turns out to be his or not. Or maybe it's better off if it isn't, and that's the end of that. But if it is his, then she's obviously going to torture him for visitation and custody and support and everything else. And then the second part of this, which is the dark side of everything, is if she goes after him for child support for her other children, which are not Dan's children, but he stood in the parental role for so many years that she could claim that they are. And we've talked about that too. She may have a right to get child support for those kids, even though they're not his. Can you believe that?
That's outrageous, and we've talked about that before.
Well, here it is. Here's a real example.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's amazing to me, and I mentioned this other guy, I don't think I even know his name, but he called me this week from the show, like I said, and he's on the happy side. He's with this woman that has kids, and he married her, and everything's great, and she's pregnant, I think. But the point is he wants to adopt her kids. And I said to him, I said, man, are you out of your mind? What are you talking about? And he's telling me how much he loves her and this is forever and blah, blah, blah. And I told him it's a bad idea. I'm not going to help you do it. And he like said, no, F you, and hung up on me. See that?
No. Jesus.
What should I do? Tried to be more diplomatic, but I mean, I was trying to be honest with the guy.
Yeah.
Now look at this fix that Dan is in now, right? He should be happy that his girlfriend is pregnant, having a baby, and his daughter really wanted to have a brother or whatever, and now he has to wonder if it is his or if it isn't his, which is going to be worse. And even if he washes his hands of this woman because the child turns out not to be his, he still has to wonder if she's not going to sue him in the next couple of months for the kids that aren't even his. And paying support for kids that aren't yours, man, that's off the charts.
That's the worst of the worst.
That's the worst.
The worst.
And here's how a person, they see, this is what hurts the most. You talk about family law and just the reality of life today in America. I mean, here Dan is actually a good guy. He's a soldier. He has good intentions. He's coming here. He's with this woman. He's trying to do the right thing. She's nice and sweet and kind and terrific and whatever. So she gets a little edgy when she's pregnant. And then one day, like the flip of a switch, she hates his guts and doesn't care if he's dying in the hospital. That's how it is, man. That's being with you when the times are good and then turning their back on you when they're done with you, like a toy they don't want to play with anymore.
Yep. That's exactly how I took it as to. That's exactly what it felt like. You know, I was good to use as she felt was necessary and have me help where it was needed. You know, I even sold 2 weeks previously to this. I'd gone through the house and did all the man work. You know, you kind of got to go through a bunch of kids to the house, kind of get the feet up, went through and fixed holes and painted. I even went off and sold almost every single one of my guns to fix her truck. And sold all my guns, minus one, and fixed her truck for. And a week later, she kicked me out.
And, Thomas, is just the thing we talked about how come you can't have a relationship like your grandma did, you know? We're talking about having all the Facebook accounts or whatever, or the Twitter accounts.
Right.
Here, Dan finds that she has a second cell phone that's secret, and he has the temerity to ask her about it. He says to her, you've got another phone. Why do you have a second phone? And this is what makes her go insane and throw him out.
Yeah.
It's not the question that she was cheating. It's the nerve that he had to question her about it.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to continue to sit on the Dan gravy train as long as she could while she was stooping the other guy. That's what she wanted.
Yeah, but think about the mind of a woman that you talked about this before, Tom. You know, you're paying the mortgage, paying the bills, doing all these things. Here, he is creating her dream. He's babysitting for her kids while she's supposedly working, but actually she's not working. She's throwing her money out partying and screwing other guys and coming home at 2 in the morning. Hey, honey, how's the kids? How did you put them to sleep? How's everything?
Yes.
And then one day he says, wait a second, you've got another phone? And it's like, oh, how dare you invade my privacy?
Right. Right. I told you the story, Adam. I had not a wife but a girlfriend. After she left, she was telling me, oh, you know, I'm so worn out. I'm working at my new job. I'm there at 8 o'clock at night. I just come home and crash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 3-4 weeks later, the phone bill came in, and I took a look at the phone bill, and there were calls going to the East Coast at 3:30 a.m.,
right.
4 a.m. And so I went to the ex, and I said, may I ask who you're calling at 4 a.m.? She said, I can't believe you're looking at my call. I can't believe. I said, this is my account. This is my phone. Okay. I told you that while you were getting on your feet, you could use the phone until you got set up. I am not going to be funding you calling some guy on the East Coast that you're taking out the vibrator with at 4 in the morning. I'm not paying for that, okay?
Oh,
and I disconnected the phone effective immediately. That was the end.
Oh, God.
Right there. Done. Out.
Unbelievable.
But she was like, how dare you? How could you look at my bill? How could, this is my bill. This is my, how dare you? It's my privacy. Are you kidding me? Your privacy? I'm paying for that phone.
Amazing. And I think there's still act two. What I think is going to happen, is that whoever she's with, you know, that she left Dan for, is going to fizzle out pretty quickly, and she's going to then be like, you know, 9 months pregnant, giving birth, and I predict she's going to get back to Dan and say, hey, honey, you're not still angry, are you?
Right.
And, you know, and with that being said, what my issue with that is like, I'm pretty tolerant, and I can forgive, anyways, but what really has it for me is, she didn't care if I died.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy stuff.
Like, it's okay, you don't care if I have a job, you don't care if I have a house, you don't care if I'm eating, okay, whatever, whatever. You don't care if I no longer exist on Earth. If I were to die today, you would get up tomorrow and have a glass of orange juice, you know? For me, that's the nail in the coffin for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I had some ex-girlfriend once call me that she had cancer or something, you know? And I talked to her, and I told her I felt bad or whatever. You know, there's certain human decencies, Tom, right? If one of your exes called, wouldn't that make, you know, you a little sad? I mean, here's a guy.
It would depend. It would depend on the circumstances under which we broke up.
We're all human beings, Tom. You know, I feel bad for anyone who's sick or whatever, you know?
The person who told me she would ruin my career through the divorce?
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that one.
I don't give a fuck what happens to her. I don't care.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that one. That's a good one. Okay, fair enough. That's MTL4, I think.
I'm not even going to get into it because it's a litigious one.
I'll say this, Tom. If she's one day out of this relationship with Dan over here, and he's calling her that he's rushing to the hospital to have a stroke, I think she might have shown a little more concern.
I'm amazed that you have that kind of faith in humanity.
Well, I'm trying, man.
I am shocked. You know what? I'm not in any way to denigrate your client, Dan, but I got to tell you, I'm not surprised by any of this. This is exactly what you get. American women are scandalous skanks, and this is what they do.
I'm going to Brazil. We already talked about it.
There we go.
I hope things are better in Brazil.
Don't meet them on Match.com. Remember the guy I told you about in Northern California who was communicating with a woman in Brazil, and finally he sent her money for groceries.
Ended up
finally
dead.
To buy an SUV. And then he was getting married. He had an engagement ring with him. He had a wedding dress. And he, this was a working guy. He was a plumber, subcontractor, whatever. Saved up his money, flew to Sao Paulo, Brazil. And all his friends were wishing him luck at the airport. We can't wait to meet her. And how great is this? This guy finally found love. And then a few weeks later, they haven't heard from him. It turns out when he arrived at the airport in Brazil, he was met by this woman and her boyfriend, who promptly took him by the hand, led him to their truck, tied him up in piano wire, and set him on fire.
Very sexy.
Isn't that nice?
So it's not just American women, Tom.
No.
And tell me how Don Sterling had so little game that he bought a woman two Ferraris, a Bentley, and an apartment, and she still didn't have sex with him.
Well, I that still blows me away. I got to tell you.
I don't know, man.
This guy was smart enough to build up his portfolio of shitty apartments.
Well, you talked about this, Tom. We've always talked about people that are sort of savants. They're brilliant in one way, you know. So they could be incredible with computers or business or whatever, and then they're fucked up in everything else.
Right.
They were talking about his wife on Barbara Walters, that she was his high school sweetheart or whatever. So he did exactly what you said never to do. He got with this one woman when he was 16 or whatever, and that was it, right? So after he started making big money, he lost his mind and started having affairs all over the place.
Right.
But I think you wait for after sex to buy her the Ferrari. I could be wrong.
I would say you don't even buy her a Ferrari. You have sex with her. Then when she says, I need a Ferrari, you say, hey, hit the bricks, sister.
You know, you mentioned earlier about that that client you had who wants to adopt the kid.
Oh, my God.
And
you know, Dan, I cannot talk him out of it. I mean, it verged on getting nasty. I mean, he's got that thing, yeah. You know?
I mean, it's one thing to marry her and love her and have your own kid and be a father figure to the kids, but
that's crazy.
That's where it ends.
The thing is, you know, in with all respect or whatever, I mean, even that's not logical. And I wonder, I mean, no offense to you, Dan, but if I had talked to you 6 months ago and you were telling me that you were in the middle of doing all this, would you have listened? I think you would have just said, "Oh, I'm fine, don't worry." Right?
True. Yeah.
There would have been no way to talk you out of it. That's the problem. Guys don't see this stuff, and they don't see the downside of this until it really bites them on the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting with this guy, I'm telling you, and he's being told that he's going to have to pay $25,000 to his wife's lawyer, and he just wants to kill himself. I mean, he just can't believe it.
Look, I just want to reiterate for guys who are listening. I'm going to say what I always say. Number one, I believe that a wife or a girlfriend who fucks around on you when you are in the military...
zero tolerance, man.
She should be under the UCMJ. Restrictions of the UCMJ. That should be considered...
treason.
You are interfering with someone who's trying to defend our country, and I think that you should be punished for that appropriately. A. B. It's my belief that guys in the military... my dad was in the military during Korea. The military people in my family. I understand that you want to have a girlfriend or a fiance back home or a wife waiting for you when you get back, or somebody you can write to while you're gone. But in the 21st century, chicks are going, as soon as you are out of the country and you're safely gone on a 6-month hiatus, they're going to start getting boned by every guy in and out of the military. They're just going to go for it. That is what happens.
Tell us how you really feel, Tom.
You know what we call that in the military? You know what that guy's name is?
No.
His name's Jody.
Jody?
And it's a very common sarcastic joke that we make towards one another. Like, don't worry, Jody's got your woman while you're gone.
Uh-huh. There you go. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been doing this show for so long, and I have heard from hundreds, if not thousands, of our military men telling me their sad stories about what happened, what they who the father of their children really was, and who was the boning their girl while they were away, and all of that. And they are sad, but it's like I tell guys, don't get married until you've hit the pinnacle, until you've achieved your dream. You know, when you're going to the military, your life is just starting. Okay, later on, you're going to have a post-military career, or after you've been in active duty, you're going to get promoted upward in the military, and that maybe that is your goal, whatever it is. But why you would want to be married at 18 and 19 and 20 is just beyond me.
Yeah, it's beyond nuts. Me. You know, Tom, there was a movie, I think it was Jarhead, where they're in Iraq or whatever, and the wife actually sends the guy a videotape, and he plays it, and it's her fucking, like, the neighbor or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, if you think about the stress of being in a combat zone or a combat theater and getting shot at and dealing with all kinds of crazy stuff, and on top of that, you know, with communications, you have emails now, you have phones, you're talking to your wife, and you know she's cheating on you and she's bragging about it to you. I mean, you're going to get yourself killed. You're actually going to be an ineffective soldier because you're upset about what's going on in your personal life. It's going to screw up your job.
Yeah.
And
I mean, look, the women dangerous. You're going to marry today, they're not like your mom or your grandma. Your grandma didn't have Skype, wasn't putting her puss up there to the camera
so
somebody 100 miles away can see it. The secret cell phone, the 17 email addresses, 15 of which end in 6969. The Facebook, where they're posting bikini shots of themselves, all these selfies and photo bombs and what have you. Your grandmother didn't have that. Your mother didn't have that, okay? And so the idea is that now women are they're free agents. They just want you to pay for the wedding and pay for the kids and pay for the apartment or pay the mortgage. But in reality, they are still players, and they're treating you like eBay, and like you're the starting bid. But they're going to keep trying to work that bid up higher, and they're going to keep trying to move up the ladder.
Yeah, but even after you're married, that's the joke.
Well, that's my point. Don't get married. Or if you're going to get married, wait until 40 or 45 or 50. Don't be doing this when you're 20 years old, 19 years old. It's insanity.
Think about being the one, talking about being a sucker, sitting home, paying the mortgage, and babysitting the fucking kids while she's fooling around, man. That is just, sickening. That's too much.
Now getting boned.
I can't
believe,
Tom, I swear to God, I can't believe more of these women don't get killed. I'm serious. It's too much. It's humiliating. I can't believe they do this stuff.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy stuff.
Understood. All right, so now let's talk about what happens next here for your client. Damn, what happens next?
Well, basically...
wait.
What? We gotta wait and see. She's giving birth in the summertime, so we're going to see what the baby turns out to be, Dan's or not. We're going to do DNA, obviously. And as I said, I know, Dan, are you hoping it's yours or not? I'm not even sure anymore. What are we wishing for?
I'd love to have a child. I'd love to raise a son and love him. And if he's mine, I'm going to be the dad. I'm going to take care of him. He's going to grow up and be my boy. If he's not, I'm popping smoke. I'm out, man. I'm moving on. You know, I won't even look back. So hoping in the sense that I get closure. That's what I want.
Just to clarify here, I have to ask, they were married when this child was conceived. Is there any chance that Dan could end up having to pay child support?
Right. That's right. That's a serious problem.
Yeah. That's what I'm
concerned. See, Dan said something interesting. It's kind of a word that women tend to use. He wants closure. But the problem is that if she's smart and she's a little enterprising, she can have her hand in his pocket forever. That's the hassle. And also, we were talking before about, you know, regarding the other children, which are not his, that he was being the parent of. And so, you know, she has said and she has made statements, which we've heard before, Tom, I don't really want your money and I can take care of this myself and I don't need you. But we know that that doesn't necessarily last very long.
That's exactly right. So, last thing I want to see is somebody paying child support for kids that are not theirs. And another thing to reiterate, Adam, is, you know, if you get close to somebody's kids and they're not your kids, in the right state, under the right circumstances, you could end up paying child support on somebody else's mistake.
I'm sorry to say, Tom, you know, you see this thing where kids don't have a father and you want to step into the breach or whatever, but there's just no upside to it. There's just no upside to it. One way or another, when those kids get to be teenagers, you're going to be looking in the face of a kid who's saying, you're not my father, don't tell me what to do, blah, blah, blah. They're not going to keep in touch with you when they're adults. They're always going to take their mother's side. They're never going to take your side. And she's always going to take their side and never take your side either. It's lose, lose, lose. And in terms of the long term, you're going to end up paying. You're going to end up having a lot of energy put into them with very little or no return. It's really a tragedy. It's really true. And the fact that it's breakable, where you see that she's pissed at you or you find out that she's cheating and she grabs her kids and disappears, you would not believe how many of these guys get accused of physically abusing the kids. And when there's a couple of daughters who end up being teenagers running around in their panties, you're going to be accused of sexually abusing them too. And it's just you got to be out of your fucking mind. I'm serious.
Yeah. We're going to have to take a break here. So, Dan, thank you, and the best of luck to you in your case. I'm sure if there's news to report, Adam will tell us or bring you back, and we appreciate the time you spent with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Unbelievable.
There you go, Tom. Now, what we've been talking about all this time, for God's sake?
Right. It hits like every bullet point I ever talk about.
But the thing, Tom, which is difficult, and I mention this, is that if I talked to him 6 months ago or a year ago, there would have been no talking him out of it. I don't see how you can fix this problem when these dumbasses do this anyway.
Well, and they say, I think they have to hear stories like Dan's. I think that's the only hope of dissuading guys from doing what's not in their own best interest.
I don't know, man. I think these guys get two good blowjobs, Tom, and there's a brain cocktail.
They're in love.
Them. It's not funny, man.
Now, coming up next, we have a caller who wants to talk to you. Let me ask you a question, Adam, but you don't have to answer right away. Maybe you'll answer when he comes on.
I'll ask Gary what to do.
All right. Our next caller is getting married.
Oh, dear.
And he has a prenup, but he says, I'm not the father of her kid.
Oh, you got to be. Oh, Jesus.
You're going to stay tuned for that. You're going to stay right there.
Oh, why me?
Well,
talk about asking for punishment, man. Asking for punishment.
That's our next caller as we continue with our bonus hour of Adam Sachs. This is free legal advice for you, and he is a family law attorney. Your call's coming up at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This
is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson is back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the black box. And I've got to tell you, I own a black box, have it at home, use it at the ranch regularly. We've got a black box in studio. All the guys have one. We all love it. But what's interesting about the black box is you don't have to use it at home. You can take it on the road with you as well.
Absolutely. This is the rock and roll portable audio system, so it's not only used at home. It can be used in your car. It comes with a 12-volt adapter, so you can power it, take it to tailgates, at concerts, take it in an RV when you go camping, anywhere you want to listen to music.
Now, this is not made like one of those iPhone docking stations, all plastic, lousy sound. It's a big, booming device.
Plastic audio docks always break, and they always distort, for me at least, and I hated that about those. So I wanted to make something that was different, make it out of wood, make it out of metal, durable, have a next to nothing distortion ratio when you crank it all the way up.
Now, how can someone get a black box?
You can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
That's bnaudio.com. Mention the promo code Tom and get 20% off. You are going to love the black box.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Newer, faster, harder. New normal rock.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. C-O-S-T-L-O. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. C-O-S-T-L-O.
Camera time.
It's on Michael's show. 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number here. 901-3000-TOM, a bonus hour with attorney Adam Sachs. This is free legal advice for you at 901-3000-866. Here's Jim. Jim is calling from the good part of Long Beach. Jim, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey,
doing
Jim.
Doing okay.
Jim, don't tell me you're getting married, are you?
No. I'm already married, and I've been married for 4 years, and we have my wife is split custody with her husband. Half the week she gets, you know, she has a kid, and the other half the week he has a kid. I have a prenup saying no alimony, and I'm wondering, can I still be on the hook for child support in case something happens between us?
No, not very likely. I mean, it seems like she has the father involved. Does he pay child support?
No, he doesn't, but he just does the, you know, the custody for half the week or a little bit more than half the week.
So why doesn't he pay child support?
I don't know. I mean, it's not how she wants it.
Okay, come on, man. You're married to this woman. You want to inquire, okay? She should have a proper child support order against that guy or, I guess, her ex-husband, you said? They were married?
Yeah.
All right, well, when she divorced him, she got something. She must have gotten child support. You know, you can't just throw these things away.
It wasn't part of the agreement.
That's not possible. The bottom line is that if she has a child support order, she's not enforcing it or he's not paying it, that's fine, I suppose. But the danger of not having the order is that she could start seeking money against you. It seems like basically he's the father and he is involved and he is around. So that should protect your involvement. But if you care about her, if you care about her,
You know, the kid goes to private school. He pays for half her school. We pay for half her school.
I know, but that's not child support. Child support belongs to the child. So if you care about her, you care about that child, you make sure that that kid's getting the child support from that guy. Okay?
I mean, here's the thing that pisses me off. When I got the prenup, before we got married, I asked the attorney that did my prenup. She had her own attorney because I listened to you guys. I had advice. And he said, I want to make sure I don't have to pay for child support. And he said, you won't have to. It's not your child.
Right. Well, that's generally true.
I mean, why couldn't we write it in? I mean, did he basically screw me by not writing it in?
No, it's not really part of this marriage that you have with her. It's not that she has this random child. She has the father. He's obviously involved. They were married. So there's got to be some kind of child support order out there somewhere.
For a very small amount, but she stopped asking him for it.
All right. Well, I don't know the story, but you should know. You know, what Tom talks about is how when you get married, the Secretary of State of California or whatever state you live in gives you this contract, this agreement with a raised seal. You've essentially started a corporation or a partnership, and that's what you've done with her. She's your partner. And so if she has a contract, you need to know what it is. And when you're telling me that you're not sure and you don't know if there's support orders and you don't know if she's enforcing them, that's nonsense, okay? There should be no taboo subjects between you and your beloved. Okay? And so you say to her, I want to see your divorce papers, and I want to know if there's a support order, and the reason you need to know this is because you don't want to get stuck with it somehow.
Well, that's kind of hard to bring that up.
Okay, well, I don't know what to say, man. Yeah. Tom, how can you live with someone and not communicate about basic things?
I would love to know the answer to that. I mean, Jim, how did you not talk about this?
Yeah,
something
really.
We talk about all the time.
I mean, he was paying for it for a while when she had, like, daycare and things like that. But, you know, she stopped because everything got, like, real friendly and everything, you know? I mean, like...
Yeah, she stopped because now you're paying for it.
Yeah, no shit. I'll tell you why she stopped.
And
she stopped
because
she has a new source of money.
I'll tell you what, if this guy gets hit by a bus or he gets remarried and decides he wants to have kids with that woman and decides he can't afford to pay anymore, who do you think she's coming after? Huh?
He's remarried.
He is getting married.
No, he's remarried.
No, he is remarried.
Oh, he's remarried. Does he have kids with his new wife?
She had like 2-3 kids with a previous marriage.
So this is why he's not paying child support. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, no shit. Well, the bottom line
is... So essentially, you're paying his child support.
Yeah, exactly. And she's getting used to it.
Attention was, I didn't really want kids, and... you know, this was kind of like, I thought this was a pretty safe way to try it out in case things don't happen after a year or two, and I could have bailed out, no problem.
But isn't it true, Adam, and again, I know about Washington State, but fortunately I've never gotten a divorce in California with kids. If you hold yourself out as a parent in any way, if you spend Christmas and Thanksgiving and other holidays with the kid, can't they claim that... you have been represented as the parent, and therefore you owe child support if things don't work out?
It's definitely something that has worked more than once. You got to be really careful. I don't know what to say. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And this is one of the reasons that you don't get with a single mother, period, because you're going to end up with these strange circumstances. And the fact that you don't know what her agreement is very disturbing. And by the way, if you really can't ask her for it, you can get it yourself. It's a matter of public record. I can get it for you. You know, you can get it from the courthouse. It's open to be viewed. And you need to know what your partner is doing. Tom, if you and I went into business and I've got all this bullshit going on, you wouldn't ask me? Hey, Adam, what's with those loans? What's going on over here, right?
Right. I want to know the financial background. I want to know the credit score of the other person I'm getting involved with.
Right. I wouldn't start handing over money to a partner that I don't know and I don't trust and has all these secrets from me.
Adam, I'll call you tomorrow. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Okay. We're raising important issues here.
I'm just really glad to talk to you.
Sure. See, Tom.
Well, thank you, Adam, and thanks, Tom.
I appreciate it.
If you hang on, I'll have Dean put you in touch with Adam so you can talk to him personally.
It's no problem. But again, Tom, this is another thing that we talk about. And you talk about business and, Money Monday and all that, and totally great stuff. It's remarkable that, by the way, in women too, I've got no offense on women on this. It's remarkable that people do not look at marriage for what it really is. And aside from love and the romantic kind of stuff that people fantasize about, it's a business partnership. I mean, it's a business partnership. Isn't that
clear? It's like forming an LLC like we have here at the New Normal. That's what it is.
Yes, but much more than that. It's a partnership. Tom, it's not just fucking around and selling me 5% of your company. It's being my partner, okay? And if I was talking to you and we're starting a laundromat, and I say, hey, Tom, you went bankrupt? When did you go bankrupt? I want to know that. You know? I know you didn't go bankrupt. I'm just saying. I want to know your background. I want to know your history, and you'd want to know mine. Here, you're marrying someone. They've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. They've got stuff in their past, and you see how he's very reluctant to ask her about it. You know?
Right.
Oh, I couldn't ask her. I don't want to start a fight.
Right.
Oh, no, I couldn't mention that. She'd get upset.
These are people who want to be in a relationship so badly. They don't even want to know the truth. They don't even want to know what's
up. But to their own detriment. It turns out that you marry this woman, and she's a compulsive spender. And like you always talked about, Tom, she spent all these years buying clothes and all kinds of crap and going to Cabo, and she owes a lot of money. And then you marry her, and then you find out, oh, guess what, honey? I've got all these debts. Are you going to pay them for me?
Right.
Oh, that's nice, sweetie. What do you mean?
Right. I just can't believe people do that.
Yeah, well,
Responsible for other people's kids, be responsible for other people's debts. What is the point of that?
It's madness.
You know, if you have to dig people out of a hole, you have to rescue people from the quicksand, how is that a fair or equal relationship? It's not.
But
it starts off in the hole.
But if I choose to rescue you, it's not the same as being forced to rescue you.
Right.
And by the way, the fact that you need to be rescued in the first place is kind of fucked up.
Well, that's
maybe
a
you're
red
not
flag
the most
for me.
Responsible person in the world.
That is a red flag for me.
Tom, if you just told me, hey, guess what, Adam, I've got $300,000 in debts, that says something about you, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
I mean, it's all credit cards, everything's at 25% or whatever.
Right.
And you go, oh, yeah, I've had this for 15 years since I graduated college. It's like, what?
Exactly. So
that tells me everything I need to know about you.
Exactly right.
And better to marry blind and not know anything? Come on. These fucking guys.
When we come back, we'll tell you how to get in touch with Adam Sachs. And there's more to come. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Jeff Spreen and our friends at Spreen Honda are back. Welcome back, these great P1 listeners. And you know, if you want to drive one of the most reliable cars on the road, you have to consider a Honda. Summer's coming, and right now, a great time to enjoy a new car. You know, the folks at Spreen Honda have a full stock of brand new Hondas, plus they've got quality, affordable used cars, all the major brands. Are you considering a new car? Maybe you've got a family member or a friend who's considering a new car. Hey, boys, let's spread the word. Our P1 friends at Spreen Honda are there to serve you. Now, you can check out their selection and your great prices at SpreenHonda.com. That's S as in Sam, P-R-E-E-N, Honda.com. Spreen Honda's huge dealership, only about 30 to 40 minutes from most parts of L.A. and Orange County. All you do is jump on the 10 freeway east. You can see them right from the freeway. It's Spreen Honda. Call them right now, 909-799-7070. That's 909-799-7070. Spreen Honda and SpreenHonda.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino show. Just listen to when Bar Rescue's John Taffer called in.
Maybe we just established one ground rule, and that is you don't yell at us. Because, you know, people have told us we're stupid and we're doing the wrong thing for our whole lives.
Yeah, and to be yelled at, I think, would really drive us into the dirt.
So is that cool?
If you ask one more time, guys, I'm going to start yelling. That's where this...
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
When you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, I want you to see a thief.
The Gary and Dino Show.
I want you to know.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
I've been saying that to him for years.
That's my biggest nightmare.
You know I'm always preaching about saving money and using cost-effective means to get the job done. Well, here's a great example. Use Alco Production in North Hollywood for complete powder coating on all your metal projects. patio furniture, car rims, bike frames, car parts, anything made of metal. Don't waste your money buying new. Let Alco Production refurbish your item for a fraction of the cost. You're guaranteed a fresh new coat without any bumps or blemishes in a wide range of colors and finishes. And if you mention the Tom Likas Show, you'll save even more with an additional 10% discount on any stripping or blasting. Now, you know, Dino had parts of his Jeep done, and he couldn't be happier with the results. Call him today. The number is 818-503-9209. That's 818-503-9209. Or visit their website at alcoproduction.com. That's A-L-C-O production with no S .com. Alco Production. Check them out today.
Hammer time.
Here's the Tom Likas Show. The bonus hour with attorney Adam Sachs. All right, Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll-free anytime, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com. And you check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. I answer my own phone, and be good to talk to you.
All right, there you go, Adam Sachs. You hear him every Tuesday on the show. We have a bonus hour every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Radio would never, ever let us do this. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary's Dino.
Yeah.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Stupid men in China participating in childbirth simulation. In order to prove just how painful and difficult childbirth is, they made special machines that inflict the pain of childbirth onto dudes. Oh, it's the dumbest thing ever.
Right. So our Chinese friends are sitting there, and they get kicked in the gut, and they say, that's how it feels.
Right. Yeah, and they're supposed to have a better appreciation for it afterwards, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I think it's dumb and stupid.
It's not going to, it's every time they, when they try this thing where they get you to feel for the person that things happen to, it's not, never works.
Right.
It just doesn't.
Can we have them simulate being kicked in the balls?
Yeah, and see how that works out.
That's a very unique pain.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, just to describe.
There's a second where you don't feel anything, at 1 second, and
right.
then you know.
You think you're in the clear.
Then it's just, look out.
Right.
And you're down.
It's like your boy who took a bullet in the gut. For a moment right. there, you'd think, oh, I'm perfectly fine. And then it's all over. Both those broads involved in the infamous Shovel Girl chick fight have been charged with disorderly conduct. This took place in Ohio.
Yep.
One of the chicks throws a shovel at the other chick's head.
And connects. And you thought you would think that the girl that chucked the shovel that made contact would be brought up on... more, you know, troubling charges. No.
No.
She's equal.
Right. I mean,
no,
you know,
additional charges.
Hitting somebody with the shovel in the head as they're running away from you seems like a, you know, much more severe thing. But apparently not, according to the judge in Miami, Ohio. Miami County, Ohio.
Yes.
Yeesh.
It's crazy because one of those girls walked into a chicken coop with no shoes on. And it's just one of the most unnerving things I've seen, even before the fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Yes. Experts predicting that half, this is an amazing statistic, half of U.S. malls will close in the next decade.
Yep. There's nothing surprising about that because, as you
where are you
going to
go
now,
look at young girls?
Like a Taylor Swift concert or something like that.
Who's that guy in the fifth row at the Taylor Swift concert? Dude taking up skirts.
Obviously, if you've taken a look around any one of a number of stores and strip malls, a lot of them are empty.
I haven't been in a mall in a million years, man. Probably since I was in a mall with you.
Well, if you have to go, to, unfortunately, if you have to go to the Apple Store for any reason, you, it's usually attached to a
mall. I usually go down to the Grove. The outdoor malls
that counts.
Count. A lot of action
well,
down
that
there.
Won't
man.
Be one of the one. That won't be one of the 50%. So you can guarantee that.
Beautiful people there.
Most
beautiful
there.
People.
No doubt.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's over the top.
Right.
They have one of those like in Orange County and in San Diego too. It's ridiculous. These right. outdoor malls.
Yeah. This time it happened in South Glens Falls, New York. Another bouncy house took to the air. This time 20 feet with two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up and
right.
away.
How dumb
beautiful,
are yeah.
my beautiful bouncy house?
How dumb are parents to be putting their kids in these goddamn things and then you know not making sure that they're secured to the ground?
Well, the gust of wind basically ripped out the stakes that this sucker was attached to, and it just didn't work out.
Everybody wants to be Balloon Boy.
They do.
Amazing video going around that involves what appears to be a road rage incident in San Diego.
Yeah.
A jackass in a Tacoma truck.
Cuts off a girl in, like, a VW.
Yeah, literally takes her right off the road. Then he rolls and the whole shit. Somehow the two of them ended up without injuries.
Right.
How'd that happen?
I don't know, but they seem to be having a good time.
What a jackass. You got to be careful, man.
Yeah.
I know how you get with the rage.
I know. I'm cutting somebody off. Mm. I mean it.
We reported on this Sherry Shepherd divorce. She's the big fat broad on View.
Yes.
And the husband filed actually a separation, not a divorce, because they've only lived together in California for like 3 months. There's a minimum of 6 months from what I understand. And so what she did is she went to New Jersey and filed divorce papers there. She's like, fuck that, we're done.
Yep. She got a little whiff of the future and said, I'm taking command, and that's what she did.
Right.
Smart.
Exactly. And finally, a pick alert for you, man. Model Brianna Holly in a ad for DSTLD jeans. Distilled jeans?
Yeah.
And she slowly takes them off in a series of pictures.
And it's so and worth
they're
it.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Look at this girl. Wow.
Haley's amazing.
Yes, she is. There's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Be sure to check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. There's a brand new show for you every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Hey, listen up, fantasy baseball fans. Did you hear about this? On opening day, DraftKings.com awarded over $500,000 in cash prizes. And you know, there's way more to come. You got to check out DraftKings.com. It's America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site. You know, players have won hundreds, thousands, even $1 million with DraftKings. Just watching sports and playing fantasy. You know, a guy named Sam won $100,000 his first time playing. DraftKings is one-day fantasy sports, so there are no season-long commitments, no being stuck with players. It's just what you want. It's instant cash. Every day. Now, right now, you can play for free to win real cash. Enter the promo code TOM101 today at DraftKings.com, and you'll get free entry into another huge contest. They're awarding over $400,000 in cash prizes. That's right, $400,000. Free spots are going quick, though, so enter TOM101 right now at DraftKings.com.
This is the new normal.